Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing nonstop psychic readings. I have a guest today, Ms. Jane Hitchcock. I'll bring her out in a few minutes, and we're going to be talking about internet safety for children and adolescents and even ourselves. So should be an interesting call, show. We'll talk about that for a while, then I'll go into taking calls. So don't worry, there'll be plenty of readings for everyone. Toll-free phone calls, USA and Canada. Get your pen and paper out, and we'll get it out there. You can also find the numbers all over BBS radio website and my website, michaelgoger.com. So you go there, bookmark them, and you can listen live at both sites. So bookmark them, navigate them, and enjoy the show. Okay, toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you have a plan, you can dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. And I'd like to say that the music you listened to at the beginning of this show was titled Going Within. It was created and performed by Joe Dex for me, based on one of my first chat names, Going Within. So you can find out more about Joe Dex at my website in the guest info section. And we had another prize winner for the MySpace, the radio show MySpace promotional. It's Reiki Sugarcane. If you're listening, you were the grand prize winner of a 15-minute private reading with me, and I will be in touch if you're listening. If not, I'll be emailing Reiki. We pick a winner every Saturday. We just pull a number out of the hat, and if you're the winner, you get a private reading with me, 15-minute private reading with me. In order to be in, you need to be a Yahoo group member, have a MySpace, obviously, and attach to your MySpace my Yahoo group code, so people can just put their email in there, and it automatically signs them up as a group member. And then once you win your prize, you go on to a preferred reading list, meaning that if you're ever in my Pal Talk shows, I read the people that are on that list as they come in first. As long as you continue to fly my Yahoo group code on your MySpace. How's that for tongue twisters? Let's see, where are we? Let me bring out Miss Jane Hitchcock. Jane, are you there?
I am here.
All right. You're my favorite number one internet security chief. And your website, your group, I tell everybody about it wherever I go. And I have it on my website. We also send out your group's newsletter, the WOE group newsletter. It's an awesome newsletter. A lot of good information in there on different things, too.
Yeah.
Pertaining all around the world with the internet. And you're on my website, and like I said, I do tell everybody, I make it a point to mention your sites at least like every other show, every show. Because
I appreciate it.
I love doing it. I can't do it enough. I get mad when I say, oh man, I didn't say it. I do. I get guilty. I got a little Jewish in me, I think. I get these guilt things, and I say, oh man. But anyway, I do like to tell everybody about it because the internet is taking over our lives, like it or not. It's taking over our lives. I'm seeing more and more and more people using it and getting involved, and it's in every home and every bedroom and every living room, and and it's and we're doing more and more with it. I mean, you know, our bank and our shop and our photos, our phone numbers, and so and it seems like we're getting power before we get the knowledge.
Yes.
And I think that's dangerous.
And that's a great way to put it, too.
You know, and it's like in magic, when you're studying magic, the first thing you learn is wisdom before power.
Yep.
Because you can wind up destroying yourself. So I think it may even be a big part of what's wrong with the world today. The instant communication, blink of an eye.
Yes.
And nobody really in charge. It's like, because when you have a problem on the Internet, it's like everybody, you'll get anything from shouldn't be on the Internet anyway, to, I don't know, try this one or try that one.
Yeah, it's almost like everyone's pointing fingers at everyone else.
Yeah, and then you start feeling dirty and guilty, like, well, maybe I shouldn't be on the Internet. Or,
exactly,
I mean,
and that's the worst thing that anyone,
you know,
needs to feel like.
Yeah, and really it's a service just like any other. I mean, just like cable, phone, electric, heat. Somebody should be in charge and be responsible for what's going on in there. And so you're a pioneer. I see you as a pioneer. And
well, thank you. In my little bonnet and my stagecoach.
And you're going into the wild.
The wild, wild web.
Yeah, and trying to tell people, look, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
But the best part is you have an adolescent children's section to your organization.
Right. It's the kids and teen division.
Kids and teen. Fantastic. Because, you know, I got two young grandsons, and I know it's not going to be long before they're on my computer in my house doing things. And I want them to be internet-wise and safe. So I believe this is one of the most important things that you could be probably focusing on right now, is making sure your grandchildren and children are trained in the ways of internet, and especially the chat, because the chat is the most, you know, hazardous, most dangerous, really, when it comes to getting in trouble, I believe. Wouldn't you say that?
I'd say right now chat is probably neck to neck with Facebook and MySpace, honestly. I don't think chat is as prevalent for the younger generation as most people think it is. I think they're, because they can do chat and instant messaging through MySpace and Facebook, and because they can do so many things with those types of websites, they're less likely to go into regular chat rooms that most adults go into.
Right, right, true. And very good fact, actually, because social networking, it's different than chat, but it's kind of connected and related.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, you know, most people can chat through MySpace or Facebook, but they can also do instant messaging. They can also email each other through that without using their own personal email. They can post like an online diary, post information about themselves. They can take surveys. They can.
True.
I mean, there are just so many more things that they can do.
True.
And not get in trouble. But things can happen, and as a result of what they put up there, that's where the problem comes in.
Yeah, very true. And then they're more into it, and it gets the fad thing going. Everybody's got one.
Yep.
And everybody's connected to it. And, you know, and it's been on the news all around the world today, showing any news station where, like that one girl, it was actually the neighbor's mother. I mean, it was the kid's mother that was
impersonating a young 14-year-old boy, pretending to be this girl's friend, and then basically drove her to kill herself. And, you know, it's really sad when you see adults acting that way.
Yes, very. And then some adults forget that you're dealing with a 16-year-old consciousness and awareness, and something like that is equivalent to maybe losing a spouse or getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
It's devastating to the kid, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, if some of these adults would think back to how they acted when they were teenagers, and how, you know, they had a crush on somebody and then, you know, found out that person didn't really like them, or they were, you know, going out with, you know, a boy or a girl and then they broke up. I mean, remember how you felt back then. Why would you do that to a young child?
True.
You know, it just boggles my mind sometimes.
True, very true. And it goes anywhere from that to bullying and...
Yep. The predators.
Predators. I was just going to go to that.
Yeah.
I was just reading an article with the New York State Attorney General, Andrew Cuomo. He's supporting a legislation, E-Stop, where the predators will have to register their emails, chat names, websites, everything, and be targeted by security monitoring, electronic monitoring.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's one of those things where a lot of the states are starting to finally wake up to the fact that the Internet is not going to go away, and they have to amend the laws or, you know, start writing new laws to cover what happens online. And it's good to see them saying, hey, we've got a problem, or we can see the potential for a problem and taking care of it now.
Very true, very true. And I jotted down a website here for the listeners concerning predators and parents and children online, and it's www.cybertipline.com. And so if you're interested in what we're talking about, want to know more, you can go there. Jane, your website, would you say that real quick?
It's haltabuseKTD.org. It's haltabuseKTD.org.
Okay. Haltabuse.org.
Yeah.
And from there, they can get to your Yahoo group and children.
You can join the Yahoo group. We're always looking for volunteers, you know, because we're growing all the time. We're getting more cases in. So, you know, if anyone's interested in possibly becoming an advocate to work with victims, fill out the application. There's a link right from the main page.
And I do know that you take this very seriously. The advocates are screened and trained and kept busy.
Yes, very much so.
Because I call her Shailene.
Yeah.
Carolyn. Carolyn Shailene, my webmaster and the producer of this show, is an advocate for WOE, and she enjoys doing it. And she learned a lot. I mean,
She does a great job. I mean, she's, you know, she was very easy to train because she knew a lot already, and you know, we keep her busy.
Right. I see you founded the division for the children in '97, huh?
No, that was the actual WOE, haltabuse.org. That was founded in February of 1997, and we added the kids and teen division in 2005.
And how is your organization growing and becoming, is it expanding as time goes on?
We add new people, and then we have some people that leave. Like, we just had a couple of, like, two or three advocates that had to leave because of personal reasons or what have you. And, you know, I've got two advocates I'm training right now, and I've got a couple more, you know, on the back burner that are thinking about it. And so, I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's one of those things where it's a turnover.
And I'm going to do everything in my power, as long as I'm on the net, to our radio, to spread the word. For everybody to join the group, just for the newsletter, to stay on top of what's going on with the Internet.
Yeah, and, you know, just to let, you know, listeners know that if you want to join the Yahoo group, we do screen all applicants, even as a member of the Yahoo group, and we ask them to provide their first and their last name and the city, state, or country where they live. Because we want to verify that they're real people, and we do check through your IP address, which most people probably won't know what I'm talking about. We can verify whether you're really coming from where you say you're coming from.
True.
And so we are very, very careful about that, because in the past, before we started doing that, we had victim stalkers try and join the group.
True.
And we moderate every comment. So if you post a comment, it does not get approved until it goes through one of the three moderators. So it's a very safe group for anyone to join.
That's what caught my eye, and when I seen it, I said, "Wow, this is for real. This is going to work."
Yep.
And because the one thing that the bad guy don't like is a bright light, and just giving up that information is it's fair, really, and it keeps everything on the up and up. OK, Okay. You also got a book out, Net Crimes and Misdemeanors, and they can also get to the book from your website, order the book.
Yeah, or they can go to netcrimes.net. That's the book's website.
Okay. And I've seen you on America's Most Wanted.
Not as a criminal.
No. I was scanning channels, and I knew you were going to be on, and I forgot about it. And I was scanning channels, and that came on, and who was there? You.
Yeah.
I was looking right at you.
Yeah.
I said, wow, this is good stuff. Because it's important to get it out there, you know.
Oh, yeah. And, it's one thing people think that I only deal with stalking issues, but I don't. I mean, on America's Most Wanted, we were talking about online dating dangers. There's so many other things online besides the stalking and the bullying. You have, like, online auctions. You have the spam, the Nigerians. I mean, there are viruses. I mean, there's so many other things that people need to be aware of, and it's hard getting, the word out about all of it.
Yeah. You know, I spam at least 3 times a day African, Nigerian, come and get your million.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Oh, that's all you're being offered is a million?
And then the lotteries in the UK.
Yeah.
It's here waiting for you, Mr. Goger.
Yeah, I like it when they do the personal, like, they think I'm a man because I use J. Hitchcock as my name online most of the time. I get this, Mr.
Right.
Hitchcock, we're personally selecting you, It's like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It just cracks me. Or that I've won the lottery. It's like, ooh.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, some of them are persuasive because as cautious and as paranoid as I am online, they almost got me a few times.
Yeah, there are the ones that, especially this time of year with tax season coming up, is people have been getting so-called emails from the IRS saying that if you want to get your refund faster, do it through this website, and people are actually clicking on it, giving away their information, and their identities are basically being stolen, and it's one thing that people have got to realize is the IRS is never going to email you. Your bank won't email you. If there's a problem with your information, your account, eBay, PayPal, whatever, they will not email you, and they won't even call you. They'll send you a registered mail, a letter. Because it's official information, and people are getting scammed.
Right.
Because people are generally, they're very trusting.
True. And it looks legit, and then all they want to do is have you send back all your vital information to them.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And so the scams are numerous, and they have no shame, and they don't care that it's your last retirement check or you don't really have the money to spend. They just want to get in and get what they can out of you. So be alert. And like Jane says, they'll never... And if you win millions of dollars, they're not going to use just the email to get you.
Most people, when they come in... I mean, if you've been to our website, there's a questionnaire you have to fill out to get help from us. And we've had people fill out that questionnaire about the lottery. And I always write back and go, do you remember entering this lottery? And then the answer is usually no. And then, if you did win it, why can't they take the taxes and other fees out of your winnings and send you the balance? And everyone goes, oh, I never thought of that. That's because you see the dollar signs jumping around in front of your eyes. And was the old saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it is.
Very much. That's true.
Just think of that online. Be very, very careful. If anybody comes to you and says, you can get this for nothing, or you've won money or whatever, unless you specifically entered a contest or lottery or sweepstakes, you didn't win.
Very much. That is true. And so remember that, folks. And they're very persuasive and very tempting to do it. And
don't reply.
Don't even reply. Just
spam.
Just spam it. That's what I do. Don't even open it. After a while, you can almost tell what they are, and you just exit out. Because you're not missing out on anything. If it's all that life-shattering, you'll hear about it another way, believe me.
Yep.
It's
like the Publisher's Clearinghouse. The guy actually comes to your door.
Yeah, true.
But you had to enter it. It's not like they just came to your house.
True.
You have to physically enter the contest to win it.
True.
And they come to you with a camera crew. I mean, you know, people have to realize that you're not going to get something for nothing.
Okay. So we just want to keep our children and our loved ones safe online, and there is help out there. And some of the common sense rules would be don't share passwords or personal information.
Yeah, and especially for the kids and the teens, when I go speak at mainly the middle and the high schools, I tell them, I say, if you've given your password to your best friend, change it, because what happens if over the course of the summer or the spring break or whatever, you're not best friends anymore and you forget to change it, and they have access to your account and they can do bad things, and that's happened.
Sure.
You know, because even though you love your best friend and you trust each other now, it might not be so in the future, and that's probably the biggest problem. And don't make it something easy, like your pet's name, for anyone to guess.
True. Or be creative and mix it up with numbers
and symbols.
Yeah, and give it to no one except maybe your parents. And, and another thing is keep the computer as long as you can in a community area in the home.
Yep.
Where you can look over their shoulder and watch what's going on.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't say the parents just stand there and stare at the screen, but, you know, just make yourself available and let your child know that if they're uncomfortable with anything that they see online, that they can say to you, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I don't know what this is. Can you come take a look at it? And, you know, the worst thing a parent could do is if they see something that's not right, don't freak out. I mean, I've had parents talking and say, oh, I won't let my daughter have her MySpace account. I made her cancel. I'm like, why did you do that? Well, I don't want her, you know, being approached by predators, blah, 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 and this and that. And I said, you know what? What's going to stop her from getting an account without you knowing, using a fake, because you don't have to prove who you are when you sign up for one of these. I said, wouldn't you rather know what your child is putting up there?
Exactly.
And that's why you have to work with your child. And, you know, I tell parents, I say, you know what? Tell your daughter, your son, yeah, you can have a MySpace account, but, you know, can you help me open up one, too? Because a lot of the people I work with have one, and I don't know how to do it. Will you be my first friend? And then that way, I mean, kids get excited with that kind of stuff. They love showing off.
Right.
And then that way you're their, your friend, so you can see their profile.
Exactly.
Without looking over their shoulder, you know, metaphorically, I guess.
Exactly.
You know, and that way you can keep an eye on what they're doing. Then if you see something, you're not really... like a photo of them, like in a bikini or, you know, playing around with somebody or something. And just say, you know, I don't know if that's a good photo you should have up there. Is there something else you can do? You know, something else you can put up there. Let's pick out a photo together.
True.
You know, I work with your kids. Don't yell at them. Don't
threaten
them, you know.
Share with them.
The Internet's not going away.
True. And also learn a little bit about computers if you're really computer illiterate. Internet or chat illiterate, try to learn a little bit. And the best teacher is probably sitting right in your living room.
Exactly. No, seriously. I mean, remember how you were when you were a kid? You loved showing off what you could do.
Sure.
You say, hey, I'm totally confused. I want to get into this chat room. I don't know how to do it. Can you help me?
Yes.
Or, you know, I want to join a Yahoo group. I don't know how to open up a Yahoo account. You know, and have them. Or, you know, I'm surfing the net and I'm trying to find a cert thing. Can you help me do a search?
True.
You know, have them show you, and you'd be amazed
at
how Internet savvy your kids and teens really are.
Yeah, yeah. One of the first times I got a computer, there was a bunch of kids outside, and I said, you guys know anything about computers? I had like five kids putting my computer system together. It was great.
Oh. No, that's great.
They had this thing up and running in no time.
Yep.
So your best teacher is right there in the house, probably, just kind of like learn with them and share with them and gather as much knowledge as you can, and even before you panic or pass judgment or get to know what's really going on, who's who and what's what.
Yep.
So
definitely.
Yeah, and then chat rooms kind of, you know, that's common sense. I guess there's some good chat rooms for children and things like that. And just, you know, at least warn them that they're basically out in public when they're in a chat room.
Oh, they're out in public anywhere on the Internet.
Yeah, sure.
You know, honestly, I mean, it's like anything they post online is not private unless they make certain changes.
Mm-hmm.
you know, if strangers come to them in a chat room or on their MySpace account or instant messaging, whatever, there are ways to block that person.
Sure.
You know, there are things that they can do, and we have a lot of that information on our website on how to change your options so that you can stay safer.
Good. And the filters and the blocks and know about these things, too. And it's for the safety of the whole home and family, because, I mean, it could be they gather information. They just listen and talk, and, they, you know, they know when payday is. They know when shopping day is. They know how many dogs you got. They eventually they know everything just by listening. You know, they pick up a street here, a city there, a schedule there, and before you know it, the bad guy knows everything about you and your home. So it's something to definitely keep in mind as we go on this journey, raising families and dealing with the Internet. All right, Jane, I know there's a ton of callers saying, I wish this guy would just read.
Yeah, you know, they're probably going, why is he talking about the Internet and safety?
Because,
you know, and you know, but you know, honestly, I mean,
because I'm an advocate.
You're online, and you know,
I'm,
and you're available, you know, there, and you've got your chat, and people have to realize that, you know, think before you speak in quotes online.
Right. And it was the thing that brought me into radio. I said, I don't know if I want to do it, but then I said, if my voice can get loud enough, I can reach millions, you know, and if I'm giving them something like whoa. Or something equivalent to it, I'm making a difference in the world.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, and I don't know if most people know that you came to us for help with a situation, and we did help you. And,
sure, and we did,
That's, you know, I love to get a reading as much as anybody, but...
Helped me a lot.
Yeah, it's nice to get the word out.
Yeah, and I was attached to you since.
You have been.
I want to tell the world about this, and I will continue and write till as long as I'm online or on radio. I'm going to be talking about WOE and your organization and sending people to you. All right, Jane, listen, I want to give you a quick read, and then I'll take some calls.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Sounds good.
An email the other day that said 1 hour is not enough. You talk too much, and you know, I would like to do it every day. Someday I will do it every day. If I ever get an AM and FM show, maybe I will do it every day.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I would enjoy it, and I can do it all day long, and then I can give out good information like WOE continuously.
Good.
All right. Jane, I don't know if you got any specific questions. You just want me to give you what I'm feeling? I do feel a little stressed with you for some reason. I'm doing too much, or maybe there's too many things going on around me at the moment.
Going on at once.
I'm feeling a little drained. I'm not panicking, though. I'm just saying that, and maybe even a few obstacles popping up here or there.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, too many people wanting too many things, maybe, but I'm not really worried because I feel like I get right through it and sort it all out. I do feel, for some reason, there's some kind of a announcement or a gathering coming up too. Some kind of a special holiday or a gathering. I don't think it's St. Paddy's or something else. Something special. I feel.
Well, you said something about it before we got on the air.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is? Because I feel that it's, I'm sharing it. I'm sharing something, and it's an announcement. Is it going to be connected to your wedding or engagement?
No. I've been engaged, but we're planning on getting married in June.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're right on top of it then.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a gathering of some kind coming up? You know what? They're saying June, and they're shooting the number 6 at me, and I wasn't even paying attention to it. But is there something else before that?
Not that I know of. But we're planning on after we're doing a really small ceremony. We're going to have like a party at the house, you know, afterwards for family and friends.
Okay, I just feel something. around April-ish something, or could be like a little, maybe a weekend away or something, or I just feel special with this, and I feel like I'm going back a little bit, family, friends, maybe people I haven't seen in a while, or I'm visiting, so you got something coming up there, and I feel like it's going to add to the celebrations and the joy of the experience.
Okay.
Going back to my roots, too, I keep getting pulled back to friends and family that possibly were, I'm going back to where I was before or something, I'm going to go down memory lane here.
I did that last week.
Oh,
I went back to Haverhill, Massachusetts, where I lived like 20, almost 30 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I feel like it set off some type of awareness or consciousness type thing. Was it emotional or was it deep? And okay.
Yeah, it was kind of emotional, you know, seeing places from that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Now, the wedding is in June. I'm feeling good with that. Something. Was your fiance having problems with something too? Was it health or a job with him, or did he just go through some kind of upset or?
He was sick with a cold, and he's starting his own business.
Oh, okay. It's a transition. Yeah. Okay, because I was looking at. I feel like it was career, or business, and a transition of some kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it start already, or is it just on the verge? So.
He just signed his first client.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Because I felt like it was either just starting or it just started.
Yeah.
All right. He's worried about something, though. Is he worried, or is he under a lot of stress? Or
he worries all the time.
I feel like it's throwing him off a little bit. Did somebody back out, or somebody let him down connected to the business, or?
No, not to the business, no.
All right. It's his worry about the way it's going to go. Did he leave a job to do this? And it was like a...
Well, when he moved in with me, he left everything.
Okay. I feel like it was really kind of... My guides are making me feel like I did when I first retired. I was scared to death. It was such it was a transition from going from a punch card to working from home, and it was like I was like terrified.
Yeah.
And it was always on my mind, and it feels like he's kind of feeling a little bit like this, too.
Yeah.
With the startup in the business. And it's probably maybe draining them a little bit, too, so.
Yeah.
I do feel that, other than that, everything else is good. But the stress needs to be dealt with. And I want to say I need like a weekend alone or a weekend away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like I feel like you're thinking about it, or he's thinking about it, or maybe you're both thinking about it, but not talking about it.
Yeah, we both have been.
Oh, yeah? Okay,
yeah,
so
you're
actually even talking about it and planning it.
Yeah.
And, I feel like it's very much needed. I would make sure it happened.
Okay.
At least like 2 days, just chilling.
Yeah.
Just chilling and loving each other and relaxing and putting together your partnership. The bond, strengthening the bond between you. I feel like it's very important. I wouldn't continue to go right up until June without taking some kind of a break.
Okay.
A little getaway type thing I'm hearing. So very much needed. Now, and then I feel like there's going to be something with property coming up or real estate. I don't know if you're buying, selling, moving, but watch for activity with this as you move forward. And I feel pretty strong with it, pretty soon with it. It's not too far away. I want to say almost like 2 weeks from now, something's going to come up. I don't know if it's a good deal or an investment or...
Okay.
And a partnership, joining forces in business and finances. I'm not quite sure what this is.
I was going to ask you about the finances.
Is there anything coming up, a deal or an offer? Or?
No, I mean, like I said, he just signed his first client. But.
Okay, I feel that that part of him is going to go well. The business is going to increase and move forward.
Good.
And he's going to do good with it. And I feel like he's going to network somewhere down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And he may even join forces with someone. So just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And he should entertain anything pertaining to an offer of some kind, joining forces with someone.
Okay.
I want to say by August, it's really taken off for him.
Good.
By August, it's really up and running and doing what he was hoping it would do, with an definite expansion. And I feel like you're going to be doing some traveling. I feel like you got some traveling with work and business coming up.
Okay.
Also, and I want to say probably within the next 2 months is going to be traveling with you. And,
okay.
And that's also connected to work and business.
Mm-hmm.
And an increase. And then and something new coming to you, too. It's a new deal.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to say by August you're into something new and exciting, and it's a definite increase. I want to say it's like almost like what you're into, but maybe just a little bit different.
Okay.
An offshoot, maybe connected to it, but or comes out of it. And so it's in your expertise, what you do for a living, as far as creating business, it's an addition, or you're offered it, or somebody connects or wants to either promote or add something. That it's a business deal, and
mm-hmm.
It leads to a big expansion with you, and more work coming after it. It continues to bring more work to you.
Okay.
I'd say by August, both of you are doing very good, really, in the career and finances. Just
good.
Give it until August. His business is going to go well, and you got several new things coming to you.
Okay.
You know, I feel like it's going to be like entertainment or TV or radio, but it's going to be selling and connected to what you know. So just entertain anything that comes your way, really,
okay.
That you can connect to or join forces with. All right.
Yeah.
And the wedding looks good, as long as you guys get that break that you need.
Okay.
Before June, need to bond and strengthen the bond and to share thoughts and relax at the same time.
Okay.
All right, Jane, I'll leave you with that.
Okay.
And I believe we got a caller, so I'll go right to the caller. If anybody has any questions on internet safety, kids, or a quick reading, pick up the phone, start dialing now. And Jane, you can hang on, and
it
might be a question for the internet. Caller, are you there?
Hey, Mike, it's Joe Dex.
Joe, how you doing, bud?
It's great to hear you.
Wow, how long you were you on there since we started?
Oh, yeah. No big deal.
Yeah? No big deal?
I got to say hi to Don.
Good. He's a good guy.
Absolutely.
Hey,
I've been listening to your show as much as I can the last, several weeks, and I got to tell you, outstanding.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Truly. Absolutely, truly. I say to Alicia all the time, this show needs to go on, like, full time.
I've been hearing more and more of that.
The flow is perfect. I mean, absolutely perfect.
It means a lot to me because, I, in a way, I'd rather be known as a radio guy than a psychic.
it's perfect, Mike. Truly, it's absolute. I listen to it and I go, this is just it's perfect.
Thank you, Joe. I really appreciate that, buddy. And I'm glad. You know, I was thinking about you for a couple of days.
I felt that. You know,
yeah.
I really did.
Yeah, actually, I was this morning. I was just getting ready to PM you, and then something came up, and I said I better not start it now. But I was gonna. For the last 2 days, I was thinking about you, and here you are on the phone.
Yeah,
okay.
I popped into the old astrology room this morning because it's that famous Sunday morning brunch in the astrology room.
Yeah, it's changed so much.
Oh, it's insane.
The old stomping ground. I don't even go into Yahoo anymore. If I do go in, it's always Pal Talk.
Yeah.
In the chat rooms now. Yeah.
But I just had, and I felt like I needed to give you a call and just and thank you for the promotion of the music and stuff too. I appreciate that immensely.
No problem, buddy. It's my pleasure. I listen to that song once a day when I'm meditating. I have a different types of meditations that I do, and one of them is with that music that you have there, Going Within. And I love it. I there's so much I can say about it, but I love the way you play and the way it came together, the story behind it. And I'm proud to have it.
I promised you the long version. I still have the tracks all kind of... in array. I've got to get them assembled to a flow that that feels right, because there's several other parts to that that really flow really well together.
Yeah, I'd like to hear the whole thing.
You will, I promise. You'll be the first one to get a copy of it.
Well, what I was going to ask you is, I need a promo, an introduction. I got the introduction, which is the song,
mm-hmm.
but at the end of it, I was going to put some words in it.
Sure, I could.
And I was wondering if you'd be able to do that.
Absolutely.
Like say you're in the thoughts with Michael Goger, kind of like end it with the announcing the show and my name.
Absolutely.
You know, and then I can go right into the show from there.
Yeah. Absolutely. I've got variations of it that.
Good.
I wanted to get you the original. You know, that is the original that I sent you actually.
Good.
There's a lot of variations on it. That the same, you know, the same melody, yeah. Except you know, different textures. Whether it's it goes from rock sounding to symphonic sounding.
I love it. It takes me on a journey. So that's it means something to me.
Well, great. I didn't want to take up time for your reading time with your.
No, that's all right, buddy. Once in a while, you got to do it. I do this twice a week, and I said, and I don't have many guests. And I said, I'm going to have Jane come on, and we're going to talk about kids being safe, and even if I get a couple of readings done, I'm happy. So
I've been to her site. She is doing an absolutely awesome job, too, and a very important one.
Yes. Jane, you've been here, three times with us, and I enjoyed every show.
Yeah, was it three or four? I can't remember.
Yeah, three or four shows.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot more, because I think it's an important subject. And Joe is an old vet from chat, and he knows that it's needed.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, indeed. Indeed, absolutely indeed. And I've been to Jane's site. It's outstanding. I highly suggest that anyone out there listening take a peek at her site and her Yahoo group. It is well worth taking a peek at.
Well, thank you.
Very good. All right, Joe, let me give you a little bit of a read, and then I'll let you go, bud.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
All right. The era for balance. I keep hearing balance and moderation. Also with you too, Jane, but I think with you it was work and emotional. And Dex, I'm hearing it also with you. It must be the stars, because... And a change coming up with you too, Dex, I'm feeling, especially in romance. Are you and Alicia taking a plunge or going another level? Or
No,
I feel
fine.
Is there an anniversary coming up for you? Or?
Yes, there is. Six years is just a few weeks away.
Oh, okay, because that's what they're throwing flowers and hearts at me, and that tells... You know, that'll tell me you're either falling in love or it's changing for the better or there's an anniversary coming. So I usually got to ask one question before I hit on the bingo. So you do have an anniversary coming up then in six years anniversary together.
Yeah.
Very good. I feel like it's going to be above and beyond, very special. You know, I'm feeling like the two of you are changing in a way, not only on the outside but inside too, mentally and spiritually and emotionally, and it's a change for the better. It's more spiritual, philosophical. You may find yourselves, I just feel like I'm going to be maybe exploring different parts of ourselves, kind of, especially with this anniversary coming up, just more of a pull towards inner life between the two of you and the connection between the two of you. And I'm also feeling with you, too, that I feel like I'm going to go on a little journey or back. Were you going to go somewhere special? Or?
Well, we talk about wanting to travel to some of our friends that we've met through the Internet all over the world. And we've already met probably 30-plus people.
Wow. Now, was this coming up soon? Were you planning it?
Well, probably not in the near future right now.
But, what about with family? Is there anything coming, pulling you back to family? Or
it's kind of interesting you say that. We're trying to get my mom. My mom lives right next to Chicago, where I grew up.
Oh, okay.
And we moved 40 miles out so that I could be close to my kids.
Okay.
And we're trying to get my mom to move out here, actually.
Okay. Because, I wish I would have said it first. Everybody says, oh, you always say that. But I was hearing mom.
Yeah.
And I feel like I was going back either to visit mom and do something for her or make her life better. I was just bringing love and peace to mom, and she was going to be an issue. And
we're trying. We're trying to make it easy for her. She's 89. She's going to be 90 this year.
Mm, interesting.
So we're trying to get her close to us so we can take care of her.
Yeah. I'm being shown that happening, and I feel like you pull it off before the end of the year anyway.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah, I do see it happening before the end of the year. I feel like something financial allows it to happen. Something comes through. I don't know if it's people chipping in or some kind of insurance, but something with finance is allowing it to move forward and help you pull this off. So keep that in mind. I feel like it could, state agency or something with, you would know best.
Yep.
Maybe she's entitled to something, and with that you're able to bring her closer to you. So I do feel it happening before the end of the year. I keep hearing October, so it could be a significant month with that.
It's funny you say that. We were just out looking at houses yesterday, and the lady was asking me when is your target, and I said I don't know, October-ish.
yeah, I keep hearing October with the money being right and plans moving forward, and I believe it involves mom and just life in general with changes, which is the anniversary. I feel like it's going to be something special. I don't know if you're thinking about getting. I don't know if she's listening, but I feel like something special. You want to do something different or unique or romantically significant. I don't know if it's a ring or special flowers, but some kind of a gift. But I just get a little bit of a uniqueness to this anniversary coming up. So keep that in mind.
We've gone through with a lot of amazing challenges in our 6 years. Not between us, but more things that we've had, individually and combined, both of us have had to come up against. So for most couples, I have to say, would have bailed years ago. But it's actually made us stronger.
Mm-hmm. I can feel that. You guys were meant to be together. It's definitely karmic and spiritual, so.
Yep, I do that.
And many, many lives playing out here, so. And it's going to continue. And with that is financial making a difference in your lives. So I feel that this is your year. I really keep hearing this with you. I feel like by the end of the year, financially, things are moving for the both of you, and you're able to do a lot of things that you wanted to do and wasn't able to. And I feel like it comes through in many different ways, work and offers and options and a mixed bag of things. So you're going to be doing fine by the end of the year financially.
That'd be great.
Was there anything else on your mind that I didn't touch on? Or?
No, that's about it. I appreciate you read immensely.
No problem.
More than anything, I wanted to give my thanks to you for again promoting the music that I've done. But on top of that is just I have had a premonition and a feeling that your show is going to expand, and I don't know.
Wow.
It's like my little inner voice is telling me something for you is going to as well explode.
Wow.
Somebody's going to hear your show, and the word that keeps popping into my mind is they want to exploit it and to make it bigger.
I can feel it. I get glimpses of it. You know, the entire journey is given to me in glimpses, and they give me time to dwell on it and figure it out. And you know, I see myself doing radio before I even thought or knew I would be doing radio, and really didn't understand it. And I do see this, where it could get big enough where it could do a lot of good.
It is. It already is.
Yeah, and I that's what I want, and I'm not going to stop until it happens.
It will. I promise. It actually, the time will come.
Okay, buddy. I appreciate that. Thank you. And I'll be in touch with you on the promo and
okay.
Staying in touch with you, period. Good luck with everything, Joe.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Good luck, and good luck, Jane. Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Okay. Nice guy. Very talented. I love the way he plays. You can hear his music at my website and also at his page at my website. Joe Dex is an awesome musician. He's been around for a while, too. Very talented. Jane, did we miss anything? Is there anything you'd like to get out there or say or before?
I don't know. The last time I talked to you, I can't remember when that was. Was that before Christmas?
I don't remember.
Because I think since the last time I was on the show, Video Professor.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they bought the rights to my book to base their CD to a CD tutorial on the book, and so that's available through Video Professor now. You know, and for those of you that don't know, it's a bald guy on TV who right now is selling the Have You Ever Wanted to Learn How to Buy and Sell on eBay?
Right.
And the one that they have based on my book is called Protect Yourself Online.
Wow, good. So
yeah.
they can get that now through the Video Professor.
Yes, they can.
In a CD version.
Yep, it's a 3-CD tutorial.
Wow, good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good. Well, Jane, it was a pleasure having you here. It really was.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you.
And anytime I can do anything for you, you let me know.
Yeah, and have me back on again.
I will. I plan on it. There's going to be many, many more.
Okay.
And we'll get the word out there and keep on promoting the group. And your website one more time is haltabuse.org.
Correct, and the kids' division is haltabuseKTD.org.
Okay, fantastic. And now you also have advocates that will work with the children issues, too.
Yeah, we have that all our advocates are trained to work with either kids or, and teens or adults. They are trained in both.
Good.
So no matter what's going on in your life, we'll help you.
Good, good. Awesome. And it's needed, and it's going to get bigger. All right, Jane, I'll let you go, and I'll say goodbye to everybody. It was a pleasure. We'll be here next week. We have next Sunday we have Neil Mitchell, and that's going to be Going Green with what it's like to be a small businessman coming up on the Internet and just coming out in the world, what a small businessman would go through and challenges and obstacles. And Thursday, the 27th, we have Allison Bachman, a numerologist. I love working with her. She's my co-host the last Thursday of every month. And then the first Sunday of every month is another psychic, Shannon Fossey. She's a very talented lady and a local psychic and reader. So got some good shows coming up. Jane, you take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Take care, everyone, and I'll see you Thursday.
Hi, this is Marco May, and you're listening to the number one internet radio network on the planet, bbsradio.com.